Well, let's begin, because this could be a very, very interesting evening for us. And thank you for joining. Thank you for being with us on this teleconference call where we talk about a lot of different things. And in most cases, the things that we discuss are beyond conventional wisdom, which means that we're sort of out of the box. We're looking at things realistically, but we're daring to look at them from an entirely different perspective, which means that we sort of have to get out of our own preconceived notions sometimes, that we have to be willing to consider things a little bit differently. Most of you already know I'm Judy Goodman, and I'm really delighted that you're here this evening. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. We are going to be discussing, among a number of things, we're going to refer to some of the principles of The Secret, which is a very phenomenal reading. If you haven't read it, I certainly suggest that you do. If you have an opportunity to see the video, then I would suggest that you see the video, because I think visually what your eyes take in get a little bit more locked into the brain patterns. So if you get a chance to see it on video, I would recommend that you also do that. But take time out. I'm going to go ahead and talk to you a little bit about what your homework assignment is going to be. If you don't have paper and pencil, you need to get it and get ready. Of course, there's nothing written anywhere that says you have to do this, but I'm not real sure why you wouldn't, when you understand that working through the process can, in fact, be very helpful for you. And during the course of this evening, this conversation that we're going to be going through, we're going to talk a little bit about dreams that you've had and dreams perhaps that you've tucked away. Maybe you've put them so far back into the recesses of your mind, body, and spirit that you feel like they're out of your reach. And I'm betting that some of us have dreams that we've tucked away that we have even forgotten about, perhaps dreams that we created for ourselves when we were younger, when our thought processes were more clear, more coherent. Or dare we get out of the box and go beyond conventional wisdom and say, perhaps some of the dreams that we have forgotten are the dreams that we created before we came into this lifetime, before we made the decisions to be where we are today. And that assumes that we believe in reincarnation. There may be one or two that are listening and sharing in our call tonight that are not real sure if that's where they're at, but that's okay. We all believe what we believe for the reasons that we believe. If you know me at all, you know that the things that I discuss and teach are not things that I've read and studied, but they are my personal experiences. Some of you will probably remember that I went through a period of 7 years of surgery where I was actually in one of the surgeries, was clinically dead for 7 minutes, and I remember everything that I saw on the other side. So when I speak to you, I'm talking about firsthand experiences, and I don't expect you to change your religious beliefs or anything that you believe. Take from this what you will. Do not change your lifestyle or anything because I say anything. Just listen to it and dare to get out of the box of the thinking that you've been going through. So we will talk about some of those dreams that have been tucked away, no matter what time frame they might have been tucked away in. And we'll talk a little bit about your dreams, your drive, your ambition, about why you don't have a belief in yourself, or maybe you do still have a belief in yourself, but perhaps it's not reaching out as far as you need it to. And we're going to talk about that person inside of you that's gotten lost with time. Time is a funny thing. We go through marriages, or we have children, or we go through losses, we go through grief, we go through pain and suffering, we go through habits, routines, addictions, whatever it is that our challenges might be, whatever form, whatever it looks like. We go through these things, and they get in the way. And the interesting thing to me is that the dream has always been there, and the dreamer has always been very real and very much alive. And because we don't utilize that part of ourselves, it tends to go to sleep, if you will. And so I'm hoping that tonight, in some of the conversation, you'll hear something that will help you reawaken part of the dreamer inside of you, whether it relates to your religion, whether it relates to a relationship or your jobs or your work or whatever it is that you want out of life, no matter what it relates to. I'm hoping that you will find something that will help you to get that spark of life back in place, whatever it is. Let's talk a little bit about a homework assignment, something that you will need to know. I think it'll be better for you to know it early on because you may want to make some notes during the process. Some of the classes that we've had, we've talked a little bit about this, but it seems very appropriate to bring it up again and to allow this to actually be some of the work that we're going to be doing. I would like for you to create a dream journal. And this journal can be any kind of little book. It can be anything. It can be a folder in your computer, if that's how you'd like to handle it. If you're on the computer as much as I am, that may almost be easier for you, and it might even be more private for you. But I want you to create a dream journal. And in this, I want you to begin by listing 7 dreams that you have, 7 goals, if you will. Maybe you want a new car. Okay, maybe that's a goal. Maybe your dream is to do your job, to work better, to save your money, to get that car of your dreams. Maybe it's a partner or a companion. Maybe it's to get a book published and hit the number one, be on the bestsellers list for, 25 weeks at a stretch. Who knows? Whatever that dream, whatever that goal is, I want you to list 7 dreams for yourself. And some of these you may have already been working on for a while. Or maybe tonight is the time that you're going to say, you know what, I think I'm going to put something different in there. Maybe something that has always felt a little bit out of my reach, but oh, what the heck, I'm just going to put it in there anyway. 7 dreams. List 7 dreams or goals for yourself. And then over the next few days, prioritize. Your health might be one of the dreams or one of your goals, is to have really good health or to get back in better shape or back in better educational awareness, whatever it is. But over the next few days, perhaps over the next week, I'd like for you to prioritize which one you think is number one, which one is really more important. What is really interesting about the mind, body, and spirit from my perspective is that if I list 7 things, God and the universe, the God that I know and understand, knows which one is more important. And let's say that I had listed 6 things and, oh, by the way, yeah, I'd like to be healthy too. But maybe God understood, God of my understanding, God of the universe, maybe he knew, he, she, however we want to say this, maybe there was an awareness that my health was really more important than anything else that I had listed. Well, what I have come to understand is that where the strength is needed the most, that is where it starts going first. Interestingly enough, in most cases, the other things fall into place, but I'm really not that in control of which one has priority. I think I am, but usually I'm not. So I want you to create a dream journal or a dream diary. I want you to list 7 of the dreams that the dreamer has had somewhere. Maybe it was a dream as a child. Maybe you wanted to go to the Grand Canyon and you've never made it there. And maybe that's a big deal. So if it's something that has never been answered, something that's never been addressed, something that you've never realized or something that you've never accomplished, put it down. And then as time goes by, let's see if the dreams change or let's see if the dreams are realized. Now, let's say that you want a home. Maybe you've got this dream of the perfect home with a little white picket fence or whatever. Then somewhere in the, I don't know, when you're reading magazines or looking at things, whatever, maybe you see something online, print a copy of it. If you find a picture that is very representative of your dream or your goal, cut it out and stick it in that journal. Stick it in. Until at some point you have a picture that represents what each of these goals would look like. And if good health is one of your things, then take a picture of a really healthy, vigorous, vital person and put that in there and put me, write the words me on it. You know, put your face on it or write your name over it so that that's representative of one of your goals or one of your dreams. If you have a dream that has been with you all of your life, and let's say that it might have a spiritual nature to it, if you've had a dream that you've always wanted to teach, or you know that you're supposed to be working with people, but you just don't know what it is, write it out in the best words that you can find. You could say something like, I just have this desire, I have this knowing that I'm supposed to be doing something, but I can't quite get my arms around it. I can't quite get hold of it. And then just write what little bit you have about it. What does it feel like? Does it feel like you're supposed to teach, or are you supposed to work or be creative, or does it have something to do with health? What does it have something to do with? Put any words or associate anything at all. And if that is the type of thing that you're going to be working with, I think you might want to scoot over into your dream journal or your dream diary and give that a couple, two or three extra pages so that you can, when you think of it or when you have an idea or something about it, that you can just jot down just a line or two. Maybe it's all of a sudden, now that you're going to be monitoring this and all, you say, you know what, I hadn't thought about this in probably 20 years, but it's strange, but when I was graduating from high school, when I was graduating from college, I just knew that I was supposed to do so and live in such and such and such a place. Well, just write it down. It may not mean anything to you now, but as these pieces of the puzzle start to come together, as the dreamer is given permission to awaken, then the answers may start gelling and you may start finding out something about yourself that you have completely forgotten. Or, you know, I believe that God and the universe puts people in our path, and I don't believe that there are a lot of accidents. And sometimes a person seems like a stranger. They may seem nice or pleasant or whatever, but they cross your path and they say things to you. Even a child can say things to us, or we can be riding down the highway and we can see a billboard and all of a sudden there's a message that is so profound that it's shaking. It shakes us to the core. So if you've had that kind of an experience, I believe the universe will speak to you in whatever way it can speak, if you will allow. But, you know, let's talk just for a second here about, okay, you're saying we awaken the dreamer. I've got these dreams, these goals. I can set these things and whatever. But, you know, I've tried this before. It hasn't really been working for me. What do you think the problem is? Well, that would be a good question for you to write down in your journal and say, what is the problem here? And then some of the answer needs to be, I'm betting, some of the answer needs to be, get out of my own way. Whatever the roadblocks and obstacles are that I keep putting up, I need to identify those and get them out of the way. You know, if I'm a procrastinator, then guess what? I need to get that roadblock out of the way, because if I procrastinate and if I put things off and if I won't attend to it, guess what? That means that this dream diary that you're talking about, I'm probably not going to do it anyway. And, oh, I might write one or two things, but heck, what's going to come out of me writing something like this? So, ooh, there's that roadblock staring you straight in the face, isn't it? If you allow yourself to be in altered states of consciousness, either from drinking or doing drugs or doing things, drinking too much coffee, if you're high on caffeine, I mean, gosh, there's a lot of things that we can be addicted to or things that can get in our way. Too much TV, we sit and stare at TV all the time. If you give that power, then it's also a roadblock. It's part of what keeps the dreamer asleep. The dreamer cannot awaken and cannot fulfill the things that you have yourself created for yourself. These things cannot occur if you do not get the roadblocks out of the way. So at some point, when you have listed your seven dreams or seven goals, somewhere in there, you may want to, maybe in the back, kind of secretive, so you don't have to see it all the time, have the courage to go back and write down what you think some of your roadblocks are. I put things off. I don't see the value of little trivial things, or, you know, I'm giving my power away or whatever. identify them, because once you identify them, then you'll be able to do something about them. We've been dreamers as long as we have existed. Now, whatever your concept is, whether you believe that this is the only life you've ever had, it's the only life you'll ever have, even so, if that's your concept of time, you have been a dreamer in this lifetime. For some of us, we are out of the box already, and we believe that there's other possibilities. We've got personal evidence, or we have feelings, or there's something that allows us to believe that there is more to life than just this life. And if that's true, if that's the concept that you embrace, and I must say I certainly do, because I have personal memories of other places and times that I've been, if you have that concept, then you have been a dreamer in all of those lifetimes. Is it possible, if we embrace the concept of reincarnation or having been here before, is it possible that we may have had a dream that has carried over from one lifetime to another? Oh, most certainly it's possible. And for some of us, it is very probable, in that we've had a dream or a goal or an ambition that we would be spiritual teachers, or we would be healers, or we would be messengers, or we'd be protectors or guardians of those that are less fortunate. But there are many in this group that have been dreamers for more than one lifetime. And that one particular dream continues to follow, almost haunting you. And maybe you are supposed to teach and get the word out about a thing that will help people. Well, that could be manifested in as much as writing a book, telling a story, writing an article, having a teleconference class, doing a speech, working on telling people how not to be so stressful in their lives. There's so many different ways that it can be manifested. But whatever the dream is, it will nag you. It will haunt you. It will pull at the very core of who you are until you start giving it permission to awaken. Something else that I would like to suggest that you put in your dream diary or your dream journal is I'd like for you to go back and find a picture of yourself where you believe you were at your very best. You were so happy. You were not encumbered with pain and suffering and surgeries and loss and death and life and marriage and bills and trying to worry about everything under the sun. Try to find a picture. Maybe it was when you were a child, or maybe it was the day you got married, or maybe it was the day you got divorced. Who knows? Go back and find a picture of when you believe you were at your very best, whatever that represented, whether it was a peaceful feeling or being healthy. Or perhaps you had not been abused, or you had not been hurt, or you hadn't had all the surgeries, or you weren't drinking, or you weren't gambling, or whatever. Go back and find something that is representative, if you can, of when you were at your very best, just so you'll remember what that feeling was like. And get a picture of that and put that inside your journal. And then I want you to get a picture of who you are today. And for some, it might be one and the same. You might be that same glorious person. If you are, then I want you to teach the next class. And I'm going to learn from you. Because if you've been that way all of your life, and that's the way you are now, then I bet we could learn something. The chances are that each of us will have a time in our life when truly we were in a better place. So have the picture of when you were at your best, and then have a picture of who you are today, with your pain, your suffering, your struggles, with your challenges, with whatever it is that you are facing or whatever it is that you're considering, so that you can see what it is that you need to work on. Okay, I've gotten about halfway through, almost halfway through. Does anybody have a question about the dream diary or the dream journal? I want you to be real clear on this. Does anyone have a question that relates to that? No questions whatsoever. Is anyone there?
Yeah. We're here.
I thought I'd just throw that out just to see if we would. Everybody muted me. I was really worried there for a minute. No, you didn't. I was kidding. So no questions. Any suggestions? Does anyone have a suggestion of what might make this go a little bit easier for yourself or for others? Okay. Dream diary, 7 things. And you know what? If you're trying to start a new business or it has something to do with your work or whatever, maybe it's a job that you're reaching for or something, then get something. Go online. Goodness, we can go online today and we can get just about anything. So go online and find a description of that perfect job or whatever. If you're building your own company, then whatever you've got, then try to see it at its peak. Try to envision it that way. If that's one of your goals, then try to get something that's representative of, I don't know, cut a picture of maybe a high-rise building and say, that shows how successful I can be one day. Now, maybe you won't have to be in a high-rise building. Maybe that's not where you want to be. But it could be representative of being successful. Or make up the name of a stock and show yourself selling stock and going on the big board and, you know, becoming big that way. So whatever it takes. Now, let's talk for a minute about the reality of our thoughts. We've talked about this before. We keep coming back to it, and it seems so simple, and yet it is so true. I can't stress to you too much how important your thoughts are, because your thoughts become your reality. Interestingly enough, every thought has a frequency, and your thoughts send out magnetic energy. They are magnetic energy. So what does that mean? Another way that I say this is like, L-I-K-E, like attracts like. If I wake up in the morning and the first thought that I have is, I need to go buy some clothes today. I need a new car. I need, I want. Then if that's how you begin your day, and if you do not immediately turn that process around, then you are creating need and want. So you must be careful. I have started trying to teach a few. Some of you have probably heard me say this already, is that I'd really love to see each of us, when we wake up in the morning, before our feet hit the floor, is to go through our spiritual day timer for the day and say, what do I need to do? What things are lying ahead of me? And then I can change my thought process. What do I want to do today? What will I be accomplishing today? And rather than when your feet hit the floor, have that feeling of dread of the things that you know you can't get to and the things that you need, more money to pay the bills or money to pay for the medicine for the health issues that you're dealing with, or I need to go get a drink, or I need this, or I need that, or whatever, need. If you can deal with that before your feet hit the floor and change the thought process and say, I do not need those things. Those things do not fill the bill for me. What I want today is peace or quiet or health or good wishes or goodwill or to travel, whatever it is, but turn it around from needing and putting that negative spin on it to, these are the things that I will accomplish today, and I will feel healthy today, I will have abundance today. Change the thought process, and once your feet hit the floor, you have gone through, and this only takes a few seconds, it's not a big deal. I don't mean to make it sound like it's a big deal, it's really not. Go through that mental day timer of what your day is like and turn all the thoughts around in any way that you have to, so that by the time you step on the floor to begin your day, you have turned any negative thought into a positive thought. And it's an interesting thing that if all you speak about is illness, someone says, how are you feeling? Well, I'm not feeling good, really. I'm not. And that might be a very honest answer. But if that's what you speak of all the time, then that is what you are attracting. If you speak of prosperity, if you speak of how good things are, how well you are, when Christine asked me earlier, how are you? And I said, if I were any better, you'd want to know what vitamin I was taking. I was building good health, prosperity, I was creating all of that. I'm actually, for my age in life, my gosh, I'm a very healthy person. And I have a fantastic mind. You cannot even imagine what kind of mind I have. I have an incredible mind. You hear what I'm saying? I am building. I am expanding the scope, the range of my mental capacity, of my thought process. I am expanding the range of the health of my body. What I speak can become my reality. And if I continue, and I have known people like this, and I know that you have too, but if you continue to speak about negative, 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 negative all the time, and some of us have had our fair share of negative, okay, sit down, be honest about it, deal with it, talk about it, get over it, and get on with life. If you got to talk about it, do it, be done with it, and get on with it. Or either try to learn how to turn that negative process into something more positive. So one of the things we have to be careful about, you are a dreamer. You've always been a dreamer. Whether you believe you've lived before or not is not even an issue here. However long you believe your life has been, you have dreamed about something. You have had a goal. There is a calling. There's a longing inside of you, something that has not been answered, something that hasn't been addressed. It's there. So write down those 7 goals. In a week, if they don't feel like they're the right goals, guess what? Change them. It's a good thing to write them down because then you start seeing the reality of what your thoughts are. And then you might start changing some of the things that you're talking about. It's so important to allow the dreamer to awaken. It is the dreamer that can expand to new horizons, broader possibilities, greater prosperity, better health. We've all been daydreamers at times, and we've probably even used that kind of phrase. But you know what? You get exactly what you're feeling. You get it. You wake up in the morning, go through that daytimer, your mental daytimer. What do I have ahead of me today? Go ahead and think about it. Get it out of your system. Dwell on it. Do what you got to do. Because whatever you're thinking, by the time your feet hit the floor, whatever you are thinking, whatever you are feeling, is what you're going to get. Another thing that you might do in order to allow the dreamer to awaken is, as you're going through that daytimer in the morning, allow the dreamer to come to the surface and just sit there and dream about, I don't know, dream about the trip you'd like to take. Dream about standing in front of 6,000 people and teaching. Dream about losing weight, being healthy. Dream about painting the most perfect picture. Dream about writing an incredible book and what that would look like and what it would feel like. Whatever the dreamer needs to express, take 5 minutes. Doesn't take long. If you will allow yourself, and again, these are some of the things, these are some of the principles of The Secret, so I'm just kind of reiterating. These are not original thoughts to me. Some of them are things that I've thought and done most of my life, but I don't have the copyright on any of this. This is universal in scope. Happy feelings will attract more happy feelings and more happy circumstances. Gosh, that's true. If you dwell on your unhappiness or your grief or your sorrow or your longing or your emptiness or what it is you want or what you got to do, if you dwell on those things, then that's what multiplies. On the other hand, if you will find even the smallest thing to be happy and grateful about, that is what will grow. Wake up and begin your day in gratitude. If you can't think of anything else going on, then be grateful that you are alive and that you have another chance. Like Lynn, you said you've got a new grandchild. Maybe the thing to be grateful for is that you can look in the eyes of an absolutely innocent, beautiful, precious little spirit, something that has not been corrupted or hurt or harmed in any way yet, and that has all the possibilities ahead of it. Think of being grateful for holding such a precious, precious little gift in your arms. And if that's all you've got to be grateful for at the moment, that is something incredible to begin your day with. Maybe you have the money in the bank to pay your bills. Okay, that's something to be grateful for, because there are some people that don't, or some people that face that challenge. And if you have your loved one, a family, a friend, or someone you can reach out and talk to, be grateful for that. Stop acting up and being ugly and, you know, trying to be right or whatever all the time. Give way. Let the other person be right. Let them talk. Learn how to share. Learn how to experience. Learn how to step aside. Put your feelings aside. Be grateful that you have someone there that you can reach out to, because when we consider that in the last couple of days, there are 30-some-odd people whose lives have been snuffed out, that their family will not have them to hug or talk to. They can't call them on the phone. They can't say, how are you, or whatever. So find things to be grateful for. Any questions from anyone about anything at all? Easy thing for us to say some of these simple little statements, but you know, they, as I said, I don't have a copyright. They've been around for a long time. Winston Churchill himself said, you create your own universe as you go along. It's very profound to me, because we really do. We create our universe. We create our day. We create what our day is going to be like. That's why I am so encouraging that you journal about the dreams, that you allow yourself to awaken that dreamer inside of you, that part of you that is so longing to do something with your life. You know, that if you think about it, what is your life about? What are you here for? Are you here just to breathe air and occupy space? Sometimes I feel that way. Maybe you do too, but life is more than that. What are you here for? Start looking. Start dreaming. But for crying out loud, take the barricade down. What is in your way? And if you're what's in your way, then you better sit down and have a talk with you about getting out of your own way. Do you know that that's something that I learned at a very young age, and I had a very profound teacher that spoke to me and said that? God said to me one time, I was dealing with a very, very major issue, and he simply said to me, get out of the way. Changed my life forever. Absolutely changed my life forever. Get out of the way. Because I thought that I had to be in charge and I had to know what I was doing. But if I believe, then the knowledge that I need, the equipment that I require, the things that I have to have in order to accomplish it, guess what? They come, and they did. Everything beyond any dreams or any imagination that I could, anything that I could have thought of, it was beyond my own expectations when I decided to get out of my own way and decided I'm not really the one in charge anyway. I'm really not. And there's a lot of things in my life that I'm very powerless over. Okay, well, it's no big deal. I can admit that. Makes me much happier when I can say that, because then I don't have to be perfect and right all the time. I can say, hey, that's the way life is. Just going to move on with it. It is important for you to feel good. And, you know, I know there's some in our group, and I'm not talking about being unhealthy or having a headache or having a little bit of arthritis or I just ran 20 miles so I don't feel good right now. I'm not talking about that superficial feeling good. I'm talking about it's important for you to find out inside of you. It's there. It's never been gone. It's never died. It's never gone away. No matter what challenge you're dealing with, no matter what dream has not unfolded for you, no matter how long the dreamer has been asleep, that feeling good button is inside. It's there. And what you've got to do is to dare to engage it again. Learn how to laugh. What does it take? Watch funny movies? You know, whatever it takes, we're all so different. We respond to so many different things. You've got to decide for yourself, what does it what is required in order for you to be able to be happy. And maybe it's been so long since you believe you have felt that way, you don't know. Well, if that's true, the things that are missing in your life, if you feel there's an emptiness or a longing, then try to put a tag to it, a name to it, or something. Give it away. If you don't feel like you're loved, give love away. And then more unconditional love will come to you than your heart can contain. If you're not happy and you don't know how to be happy, make someone else happy. Do something for someone. Maybe they need a new shirt and they just haven't had time, or the health is bad and they haven't been able to go get it. Go buy one for them, even if they have to change it. Go do something that will make someone else happy, and in their happiness, you will find yours. Whatever is missing, whatever the dreamer has forgotten about, as you start remembering, give it away. Make it possible for someone else if you can't make it for yourself. It will come to you. You know, the interesting thing about we wake up, we begin our day. Some of us will say, I don't know what I'm here for. I don't know why I'm trying. The struggles continue. I've been doing this for 6 years. I've done things you've said. I've done things other people have said. I've spent 20 years of my life learning about this and whatever. Well, here's something that I've learned in life. And thank gosh, I can continue to learn every day. Do you know that whatever the emotion is, feeling sorry for yourself, being unhappy, feeling empty, feeling needy, being angry, it is an emotion, and it can be changed immediately. Doesn't take years, doesn't take days. You can change an emotion immediately if you will. If you just start separating yourself from it, or detach yourself from it, or if you start saying things like, that's not me, that's not representative of who I will be today, disengage. Whatever that feeling, whatever that need, that longing, that emotion, if it's controlling you, disengage. And think of something that's different, joyful. Sing a song. Gosh, do karaoke. I know some of you have got some new karaoke machines. I'd love to get to see that in action. Change your thought. But all of this is an emotional response. And the interesting thing and the good news, and it doesn't cost you a dime, is that you can change the emotional response instantaneously. You can do it. Now, you may have to practice, because maybe you've allowed yourself to continue the negative process. Maybe you've allowed the dreamer to continue to sleep so long that you don't believe that you can reawaken that dreamer and get those dreams going again. And if that's how you think, then guess what? I can't make it be different for you. If that's what you will allow yourself to continue to think, then that is exactly, precisely what will be in your life. You will, in your life, as the dreamer awakens, as you begin to allow yourself to dream the dreams that are important to your soul, you will attract everything that you require. You will attract everything that you require, whether it's money or people or connections. What you need to do is you need to pay attention to the things that are placed in front of you. Another good thing to use the journal, the dream diary, the dream journal, is if someone specific is put in your path, and maybe you don't understand it, but you have a feeling that there's more to this than meets the eye, make a note about it, because it will reveal itself to you in time. Now, some of the things that are put in front of us are for short duration. They're meant to help change our lives, change our thoughts, or change the day or whatever. And then there are other things that are put in our lives that will last a lot longer, and some will last a lifetime. But if you don't pay attention to the road marks or to the benchmarks that are put out in front of you, you may miss them. Now, the good news is that it'll come around again sometime, sooner or later. It'll come around again. But wouldn't it make a lot more sense that we start paying attention to these little things that keep coming up? I'm betting that there's some repetition for some of you already. Things have been missing in your life, or you've been longing for something, or you've been working on something. And I'm betting that even though it looks a little different, that some of these benchmarks have been popping up all along, and you've just not paid attention. So learn to pay attention. Okay, then another question is, okay, you're talking, that all sounds really great. How long does it take? Anybody there want to know how long it'll take?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. You knew this was coming. How long do you want it to take? How long do you want it to take? See, I'm not in charge of that. And you're more in control of that than anyone. Do you feel unworthy? Are you an allowance of the dreamer to awaken and for these dreams to start fulfilling themselves? Are you willing? Are you willing to do your part? There's no free ride. No free ride. We have a lot of thoughts, a lot of phrases, a lot of things that we can do to make our life be a little different. When I say there's no free ride, what I mean by that is you've at least got to think positive thoughts. You've got to acknowledge the dreams. You've got to change that negative attitude into a positive. So that's the price that you're paying, is that you've got to do your part. Bill Jones down the road, he can't do it for you. Mary across town, or Mary in Texas or wherever, they can't do it for you. They can talk to you. They can help you. They can teach you. They can share. But in truth, the thought process has to come from you. And how long it takes is how long will you let it take? I've seen things happen almost within 15 minutes. And this is true. I've seen things occur within 10 or 15 minutes. And then I've seen other situations where people say, I'm still working on the same thing. And I'll say, well, what do you think is wrong? I don't know. But every time I try, blah, 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 blah. Immediately they start in with the negative side of, every time I try, nothing works for me. I don't know how to do it. I'm not trying hard enough. Roadblock, 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 roadblock. So listen to yourself when you start discussing. And there's no right or no wrong way to say or to do this, except be in the most positive place that you possibly can be, and be in gratitude. And whatever your religious teachings, whatever your understanding, get in touch with that. Whatever your spiritual concept is, touch base with that and get clear on what works for you, what's right for you, what makes you feel good, what is bigger than you are. What do you look up to if you knew you were having major surgery tomorrow? What power would you call out to? And hopefully there's no one here that doesn't believe that there's something there to call out to. We might all look at it a little differently, but it's a universal thing. It can be looked at from a lot of different slants. We can call it a lot of different things, but nonetheless it's there. But get in touch with that spiritual aspect of your life, your being. Allow the dreamer to awaken. Dream the dream, because if you dream the dream, it can come true. It has the ability to come true. But if you will not even dream it, then you're just sitting there and it's like nothing's ever happening. I want to go to a question that someone had emailed in. Some of them I've already addressed, but this one I think is a very, very good one. The question says, what if something that we are working hard to manifest is not for our higher good? Now, here's a person who's thinking. Or if it would interfere with the greater plan, regardless of our free will. Now, this person obviously knows that we've got free will in all things, but their question is, what if something I'm working hard to manifest is not for my higher good? Anybody want to tell me what you think would happen?
Well, it probably wouldn't happen.
Well, that's a good assumption. there's a good chance that it might not in the manner that you conceived it, right? The manner that you thought it.
It would be unsatisfying.
There we go. There's another part of it, is that it might not be as rewarding and as gratifying as you thought it would be. Therefore, you begin to realize, you know what, that was not really what I needed anyway. Or it may evolve with a little bit different look to it, which means, you were close, but not quite. And guess what? Here's the better version. Here's how it really works for you. And you begin to realize as it's unfolding, wow, thank goodness somebody up there smarter than me, because if it had come the way I asked for it, that would have been horrible. Look at how much better it is the way it opened up for me. If it really and truly, really and truly is not for your highest and best good, there's a couple of things that could happen. It could evolve in a little bit different slant in a way that it would be for your highest and best good, or you might just get what you ask for and get the full misery and realization of just how wrong it was. Let's say, let's use a real weird example here, like, oh, God, I love that man. I want to marry him. Gotta have him. Oh, God, please bring this man to me and this, you know, just keep going on and on. Guess what? One day, wake up, I got the man. Never been so unhappy in all my life, and now I'm working through a divorce to get rid of him, and he's taking me to the cleaners in the process. In other words, if it weren't for my highest and best good, I might get what I asked for so that I would learn how to be more effective in the things that I ask for. Another reason why it's good to have a dream diary or a dream journal is that as you write these things out, you begin to see it a little differently. And I would just encourage you, if you're looking for companionship, if that were part of your goal, just simply state, you know, I would like to have the right, true, correct companion. Don't put all these, they need to be this age, they need to have this money, they need to do this. If you start putting all those caveats on it, chances are you're going to get real disappointed so that you'll learn the lesson of what really is important in your life. So when you're needing, when the dreamer is awakening, write down the things that you're dreaming of. Write them down, and when you start seeing them on paper or seeing them in the computer, there's a very, very good chance that you'll start rethinking the program, and even why in a week or so you go back and you revisit. And you may find that those are really not the priorities that you thought they were. What has power over your life? What has power over your life? I think that would be a very good question for you to write down and ask yourself from time to time. Anything that will control you, that you will give your power away to, and it can be money, it can be relationships, it can be TV, it can be the computer, it can be a new car, it can be a lot of things. What are you giving your power away to? You should identify it. It's probably a roadblock. It's probably part of what's standing in your way. Any questions? We've got about 6 or 7 minutes. Anybody have any other questions?
Is it okay to have more than 7 dreams?
Sure. Absolutely.
I thought of more after I started writing things down.
Yeah. The reason I use the number 7 is I'd like for you to at least identify at least 7.
Okay.
Because out of the 7, there's a good possibility that 1 or 2 are your real important things. And those are the 1 or 2 that are going to start unfolding. Once you will get real with it, once you identify it, once you get the roadblocks out of the way, and I would always say something like, as long as it's in my highest and best good. That would be the caveat that I would always throw in there. I want a new car, as long as it's in my highest and best good. In other words, I don't need to go in debt and have payments of $900 a month to have that new car. So if it's not in my best interest at the time, then I frankly don't want it. Okay. We've got our dreams. We've got our goals. We've said it's okay to have more than 7. I don't care if you've got 300. But one thing I want to encourage you to do is to set a big goal. Set something that is so big that it seems unreachable, and so big that when it comes true or when it evolves, you will be so startled that it will change your life, and you'll say, my God, I need to call 30 people today and tell them that they need to be doing this, because look what happened to me. It will change your life. So, I don't know, maybe it's a health issue you're dealing with, and the thing that would be so big is, oh gosh, the tumor I've got, it just disappears. Maybe I don't have to have the surgery or whatever. I don't know what that goal would look like for you. I'm just trying to give you an example, but set one goal that is big enough that it seems unobtainable. So big that once it occurs, it will absolutely get your attention. I don't know. You've got an addiction of some sort. Set the goal of having that addiction completely disappear, be gone, and no longer be the master of your life. Of course, again, like I said, there's no free ride. You do have to do your part, and if you set the goal, you will be called to task to do your part, whatever that might look like. How can you become healthier? There's a number of things you can do. You can eat right, you can exercise to the extent that you're able to or whatever, but another component of this is checking your thought process. You can become healthier by saying, I am healthier. I am getting healthier. I am a very healthy person. I am very strong. I'm very capable, whatever. Again, your thoughts. And it will go to the extent that your body is actually able to fulfill that. Your life is meant to be abundant. You weren't born to be poor. You weren't born to be unhealthy. And we all know that a time comes when we will cross and leave this life, and there might be some health issues that will be part of that checking out process, but you weren't meant to be unhealthy. Check in with that. See what that's about. If that has been a repetitive thing in your life, check in with it. Find out what it's about. Didn't think I would bring up hypnosis and regression work, but let me just throw this in. If some of you have a repetitive thing that keeps on going on, you may want to go through some regression therapy and some hypnosis in order to go back and really get to the core of it. Occasionally, we've talked about this before, occasionally some of us will have some past life carryover. And if that's part of what you're dealing with, it would be a good idea to try to get to the bottom of it so that you don't have to keep on doing it. But your life is meant to be abundant. You're meant to be healthy and whole and prosperous. You're meant to have inner joy. And a lot of these things are governed by the fact that the dreamer within us has been asleep. It's been offline. It hasn't been active. We have not allowed that part of us to come out. As children, we daydreamed all the time about things that we wanted. And we didn't really realize that a lot of times as a child when we were daydreaming, the things that we were daydreaming, those are the things that actually unfolded for us. We've talked about changing and the possibilities of changing. You are the only one that can create your reality. You are the only one that can bring these changes about, whether by thought, action, deed. You are the only one. Your world is as small as you allow it to be, or your world is as great and as magnificent as you dare to believe that it can be. Everything around you is energy. Utilize that. Utilize the electrical attraction process that you have the capability of doing. Utilize that. Attract to yourself better health, better wealth, more prosperity, all of the things that you want, the freedom of things that are bothering or hurting your life in some way. Allow yourself to attract the ability to turn those things loose, the freedom. Allow yourself to attract the freedom from those situations. Remember that every thought has a frequency. Your thoughts will send out a magnetic energy that will create and attract things to you. And if all you dwell on is your pain or your needs or your cravings or the things you want, that is all that you will have. Your day will be consumed with that very thing. Allow the dreamer to awaken. Dream the dream. Draw that thing to you that means the most, whether it's peace, happiness, prosperity, whatever it is. Allow the dreamer to awaken. Any questions before we close? I would really love it if some of you would, when you start your dream journal, if you would tell me some of what your dreams are. I would love to look at that with you, and then if I can help you in the way that you stated it, maybe make it unfold a little differently for you, because our words are very important. I'm not saying I know all the answers, but sometimes two people looking at a situation can kind of get to it in a little bit better way. So if you feel comfortable in sharing what your dreams are, if you'll send them to me, I'd love to share and join in my own energy in you accomplishing that. And then if there's just a slight way that it could be stated differently where it might be more successful for you, I would love to be able to help you with that. Any questions before we close? Okay. Well, thank you. We have definitely been beyond conventional wisdom. We've been all over the board. We've talked about so many different things. And I do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule and joining. And I hope to have you here again soon. Thanks and good night.
Thanks, everybody. Judy.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks,
my
Judy.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Judy.
Pleasant dream.
Bye.
I love that. Was that you, Carol?
Yeah.
Pleasant dream. Oh, I love that. Thank you, Carol. That was very apropos. Good night, everybody. Thanks for
watching. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.